Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine, about Diane Keaton. The Curious Mind and Singular Success of Diane Keaton. How the star of stage, screen, and now social media has remained an icon for more than 50 years. And this article is by Natasha Stornoff. Diane Keaton is perplexed by my question. Not many aspiring actresses become Hollywood leading ladies, and not many leading ladies have careers that span more than 50 years. They garner 4 Oscar nominations, including 1 win, that link them to some of the most iconic for the iconic directors and co-stars in cinema history. But when I asked Keaton for the secret to her success and longevity in the business, she seems stumped. Does she understand why directors and audiences have been so taken with her all this time? A long silence. Then, I understand my great good fortune. That's what I understand, says Keaton, 77, by phone, from her home in East Los Angeles. There was an aspect to me that was, I think, a little more, I don't know. She hunts for words on explaining the tragic comedy, off-kilter appeal of so much of her work. I wasn't what you'd call a real actress. It was more, well, not quite there. It just wasn't me. Shoot, the whole thing is so strange to even think back on. That whole thing includes roles as Kay Corleone in the Godfather films, as the endearing, self-deprecating heroine of Annie Hall, as a journalist in Reds, and a hard-charging single mom in Baby Boom. Keaton's pantheon of leading men has featured Woody Allen, Warren Beatty, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman, Mel Gibson, Michael Douglas, Sam Shepard, Richard Gere. Let's keep going. Even Steve Martin and Keanu Reeves. Keaton also plays well with women, like Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn, her co-stars in the surprise 1996 smash hit, The First Wives Club. And she is still in demand. In director Bill Holderman's book club, The Next Chapter, Keenan and co-stars Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, and Candace Bergman reprise their roles from the 2018 film to cavort through Italy, flirting with locals and draining bottles of Prosecco. Keaton has now added a new line to her resume, Instagram star. Her account has been called a national treasure by the digerati at Mashable, a wholesome hub of never-before-seen throwbacks, hilarious jokes, modern, impressive art and architecture, thoughtful birthday wishes to fellow celebs, and quality crush comment. And we've discovered something. By talking to Keaton about her very public Instagram account, she has some 2.3 million followers. We get a better understanding of what's behind the quirky allure that has fostered one of Hollywood's greatest careers, an allure Keaton herself can't quite explain. The oldest of 4 children, Keaton spent her earliest years in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Highland Park, where her family lived in a corrugated metal Quonset hut. Once, seeing a similar building on the outskirts of Tucson, Keaton posted a photo to Instagram and wrote, "It made me miss my mom and dad." Her father was John Hall, a civil engineer and real estate broker, and her mother, the former Dorothy Keaton, was a homemaker. Keaton uses her mother's maiden name because there was already an actress named Diana Hall. Dorothy, who was an amateur photographer, collagist, potter, and diarist, yearned for recognition, a yearning that inspired Keaton's own professional aspirations. When I was a young girl, about 6, I watched my mother get crowned Mrs. Highland Park, Keaton recalls. I remember going, "Oh my God, I want that too. I want to go up there on the stage where it's all lit up." Dorothy went on to win the Mrs. Los Angeles title, but a family move to Santa Ana, south of Los Angeles, curtailed her broader ambitions. That was the end of it, Keaton recalls. Life changes. That Dorothy couldn't realize her dreams fueled her daughter's drive. "I saw what my mother went through," she says. At 19, Keaton moved to New York to study acting. "I wanted to be famous," she told AARP in 2015. "I wanted to be a movie star." It didn't take long. Keaton worked with famed acting coach Sandy Meisner before making her Broadway debut in the original cast of Hair, in which she notably refused to disrobe, in 1968. She next teamed up with Woody Allen on the stage and film version of Play It Again, Sam. Then, long before Allen's film came out, Keaton auditioned for The Godfather. The Mario Puzo novel had spent 67 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list following its publication in 1969, but somehow Keaton had missed it. "I didn't even know what The Godfather was," she recalls. "Someone said to me, 'You've got to go and audition for things.' So I auditioned for the film, and I got the role of Kay Corleone, wife of a mafia scion." In an Instagram video marking the 50th anniversary of the film last year, Keaton narrated clips from her audition with co-star Al Pacino, sounding incredulous that she, a comic actress, had been cast in the dramatic role. "That was the strangest thing to ever happen to me in my whole life." In the spring of 1972, Play It Again, Sam and The Godfather were released 6 weeks apart. After that, things were different, Keaton admits. She was on her way. Her Oscar for Annie Hall followed 6 years later, when her affinity for oversized menswear and floppy hats sparked a trend. That film was followed by decades of comedies and a few dramatic roles, including in Reds and Marvin's Room, both of which earned her the Best Actress Oscar nods. Her fourth nomination was for writer-director Nancy Meyers' Something's Gotta Give. Last August, Keaton stuck her hands in wet concrete as part of a ceremony to place her handprints and footprints at the TCL Chinese Theater. Choking up during her speech, she dedicated the moment to her parents. On Valentine's Day this year, Keaton posted a montage of some of her steamiest makeout scenes dedicated to all the men who were paid to kiss me. Responded Myers, "Hilarious, but as someone who was around for a few of those guys always wanted one more take." The actress has had several high-profile romances in her life, including with Woody Allen, Warren Beatty, and Al Pacino, but she has never married. Today, she declares she is happy on the shelf. "I don't date," she says. "Highly unlikely. I don't remember anyone calling me going, 'This is so-and-so. I'd like to take you out.'" They don't happen. Of course not. But Keaton didn't allow the lack of partners to keep her from having a family. At age 50, she adopted daughter Dexter, now 27. Son Duke, 25, arrived 5 years later. They're great, she says simply. They're doing good. Over the past few years, though, as her nest has emptied, Dexter got married and Duke got his own place. Keaton's golden retriever, Reggie, has become her day-to-day companion. A friend of mine gave her to me, says Keaton. I didn't even ask for her. He came to me and said, I think you need this dog. I was like, okay, I guess. Of course, now I just love her. Dogs are irresistible. They're just idiots. Reggie is a big jerk, and she's a great jerk, and she's hilarious. On Instagram, Reggie can be seen greedily soaking in Keaton's attention while the actress, looking into the dog's eyes, croons, "How deep is the ocean?" Keenan captioned the post, "Don't forget to sing to your dogs." One of Keaton's main inanimate passions is photography. Her time in Italy during last year's shoot for the book club sequel was one of the best experiences ever for me on a movie, she says. My entire trip was really about all of the things I saw and took pictures of. You walk around the streets and don't know what you're going to come to across next. That's how rich it is. On Instagram, Keaton posted a montage of door and window pictures she had snapped in Italy, calling doors my new obsession. Her friend, Allison Kay, a manager, commented, "Obsessed with you," replied Keaton. The actress has published 3 memoirs in all. Then Again, a remembrance of her mother in 2011, Let's Just Say It Wasn't Pretty, on the culture of beauty and Keaton's iconic style in 2014, and the intimate and heartbreaking Mother and Sister, the story of her brother, Randy, and his battle with mental illness and alcoholism in 2020. He passed relatively recently. It's been a couple of years, Keaton says, with a catch in her voice. A poet and artist, Randy had a hard time with the world at large and just with life, she says. He was so delicate in some ways, so sensitive. He was a real artist at heart. After Randy's death, Keaton shared some of his collages with her fellows in an Instagram video. I love this one, she says, of a bold, abstract work in tones of red, cream, and blue. What is it about? I'll never know. I'll never understand. Keaton has a small team that helps her put together her Instagram videos and posts. I need the help and I cherish it, she says. It's like making little movies in a way. It's collaborative. Not so long ago, she posted a video that one of her helpers had shot of Keaton during a goofy dance outdoors to the Miley Cyrus song Flowers. Your incredible song gave me a reason to dance in my own backyard, Keaton wrote, tagging Cyrus. The post received nearly 1 million likes, including from admirers Lindsay Lohan, Ellen Pompeo, and Alicia Keys, Kerry Washington, and Roma Downey. It was just one of those days when I thought, I'm going to do something stupid, she says of the viral post. The music was on. I was outdoors and thought, what the heck? It happens out of nothing. Maybe that's the answer to my earlier question. What is Diane Keaton's eccentric appeal? The reason she has stayed for so many years on America's screens and lit their hearts. It could just be that she lives off life on her own. Her own idiosyncratic terms, and encourages the rest of us to try it too. Now, also in this AARP, the magazine issue, Let's look at how well do you know your money? It's a money quiz 2023. Can you keep spending at this rate? Do you have enough insurance coverage? What's your net worth? How much of your portfolio is invested in stocks? Do you have cash reserves? What's your home worth? What's the interest rate on your debt? Will your Social Security income change? Will you get a tax refund? You likely have a good handle on your vital health measurements, like weight, cholesterol, and blood pressure. But do you have similar smarts about your vital money measurements? Take this quiz to find out how well you know your financial health and to see what your answers can tell you about improving your financial security. Question: how does your money coming in compare to your expenses? Measure: cash flow. It's important that the pace of your spending be sustainable over time. Dive deeper. If you don't have retirement savings, add up what you receive each month from Social Security, a pension, or work. Then review several months of credit card and bank statements total up your outlays. Subtract average monthly spending from average income. You don't want the result to be negative. Are you tapping your investments for income? To improve the odds that you won't run out of money, withdraw no more than 4% of retirement savings per year to meet your spending needs, recommends Patrick Carney, a financial advisor with Bundingers and Associates in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If the cost of shelter, food, and health care leaves you little or no cash for anything else, consider making major changes, such as trading down to a smaller dwelling. And take a hard look at your discretionary spending, says Catherine Payton, a financial planner at Abacus Wealth Partners in California. Ask yourself, are those really the categories I want to be spending money on? And if not, how do I change my... Question: if you were to sell your home right now, how much cash would you walk away with? You may be counting on a home sale to supercharge your retirement savings, but your next home or pay for long-term care. But the amount you would actually get when you sell may be different from the estimate you see online. Dive deeper. To get an estimate of your home's current value, try the websites Redfin or Zillow, or ask a local broker for an analysis based on recent sales in your area. Subtract from that your mortgage balance and any other housing debt. The result is your home equity. But a sale will net you less than that. Expect to spend 9 to 10% of your sales price on commissions, closing, and other costs, says Jacob Channel, a senior economist at LendingTree. Preparing your home for sale may cost you too. Some good news: if you meet certain conditions, your first $250,000 in profits from the sale is free from federal taxes. That's for singles. $500,000 is excluded for couples. Question: your water heater just died and it'll be $1,500 to replace it. Are you panicking? Measure: cash reserves. Financial crises are easier to handle if you have access to cash that isn't earmarked for your regular expenses. Without an emergency fund, you may have to take on expensive debt or sell investments at a loss if you have unexpected bills or you lose your job. Dive deeper. Ask yourself this question: how much extra money do you have in the bank other than the working cash you need to get through the month? Ideally, this extra cash is in a separate account that you'll be less likely to dip into for everyday expenses. Everyone's emergency fund is going to look different, but everyone should have one, says Kristen Griffith, a counselor with the Pittsburgh Financial Empowerment Center. She suggests you focus more on the process of building one than on a precise amount to aim for. Savings is about the habit and less about the amount, she says. Start with $1 or $25, but make it automatic so you don't have to think about it. What is the highest interest rate you're paying on any debt? Measure debt management. The higher the interest rate on a particular loan or credit card, the bigger the benefit of paying it off as quickly as you can. Let's say, for example, that you have 10 years remaining on a 30-year 4% fixed rate mortgage, and you've also carried a big balance on a credit card with an interest rate of 21%. Put an extra $1,000 toward your mortgage, and you've cut your interest costs by an average of $48 per year. Put that same amount toward your credit card balance, and you've saved yourself $234 in interest in a single year. Dive deeper. Find the rate you're paying on each of your debts by looking at your monthly statements. If you don't want loan repayments to remain a burden in retirement, it's a good idea to aggressively focus on higher rate debt, such as credit cards. Comparing the rates on your debt to the interest on your savings may also spur you to use more cash for payoffs. It's amazing how often I'll see someone with a lot of money in the bank earning 2 or 3% and with credit card debt or home equity line of credit at a 7 to 9% rate, says Mark Cortano in New Jersey. Question: if your house burns down, how much money will you receive from your insurer? Measure asset protection. A home is the most valuable asset for many people, but they often don't have enough insurance to rebuild if it's damaged or destroyed, especially because of rising prices for labor, materials, and real estate where they live. Dive deeper. How much are you covered for? Your insurance agent should be able to help you decipher your policy and may also be able to estimate rebuilding costs based on the quality of materials in your home. Alternatively, a local contractor could give you an idea of current construction costs for similar homes. Your coverage should amount to at least 80% of your home's actual reconstruction costs. Less than that, and your insurer may not pay the full value of property damage claims. Increasing your coverage doesn't raise your premium as much as you might think. Question: when you saw your final income tax bill or refund this year, was the amount far different from what you expected? Measure tax management. Awareness of your tax situation year-round can help you avoid a big bill at tax time and possible penalties, or a wait for money to be refunded that you could have been using during the year. Dive deeper. Owing money with your return is a common hazard. For people who have distributions from a traditional IRA, 401k, or other investment income, is the brim of freelance, is the form of freelance work, or taxable investment returns. If that includes your tax time pain by hawking your retirement account, advisors or administrators withhold taxes from your distributions, you might, with a paycheck, 10% federal withholding is a standard amount, or by making estimated tax payments throughout the year. These payments are usually made on a quarterly basis to the IRS and to states levying an income tax. For more information, go to irs.gov and search for Form 1040 ES. Another alternative to paying estimated taxes if you're in the workforce is increased withholding from your paycheck. Question: if you're married, how might your financial situation change if your spouse dies? Measure income security. The death of a spouse can cause a decline in total household income, including lower payments from pensions and Social Security. Dive deeper. To prevent unpleasant surprises, study your source of income and determine how they will change after one spouse dies. For example, if both members of a couple are receiving Social Security benefits, following one spouse's death, the other will receive only one monthly benefit, not two, the higher of his or her current benefit and the survivor's benefit. The impact of death on a pension will depend on the survivors chosen when the pension was first turned on. A pension can have a survivor's benefit as large as 100%, with the payment staying exactly the same after either spouse dies. Or, if the spouse who earned the pension dies first, the surviving spouse might receive 75% of the original benefit per month, 50%, or no monthly benefit at all. Finally, check the beneficiary designations on any life insurance or retirement accounts you may have. Those listings, and not your will, determine who gets that money. Question: yes, you're a wonderful human being and you can't put a dollar value on that, but how much are you worth? Measure net worth. Your net worth, simply put, how much you have minus how much you owe, can be a guidepost on the roadmap to your future. It helps you get a sense of how many resources you have if you need to tap into them. Well, there's a slight bit left in this article, not very much, but we won't be able to finish that today. I hope we've given you enough of it to give you some food for thought and to help out with these various situations. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.